Welcome to Free Fire Saturday. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Saturday is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Well, good morning, North State, and welcome to News Talk 1400 KQMS and Free Fire Radio. Right here, our phone lines here, 221-1402, and it's a dark Saturday morning, not too cold, like 41, like 27th of December. And let me introduce you to our crew here. Our producer, Heather. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Carl.
Heather had a good Christmas.
I did.
Danny did good.
He did. He did well.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. First Christmas with a new boyfriend, and that's a big one.
Uh-huh. He did really good. I was happy to see that we're off to a good start. So I told him I hope we have many Christmases to come.
He's a lucky man.
Yeah, he is a lucky man.
He's a lucky man. And, of course, my soulmate here.
Linda and I'm Bob. A lucky woman.
Well, I'm a lucky man.
Did I tell you that the best Christmas present I ever received in my life was marrying you?
Well, thank you.
I have to just say that. You know, we might get mushy here today. It is the very last Free Fire Saturday.
It is, and this is our last Saturday that we broadcast. However, thanks to you all, our listeners, we're doing Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 every morning on KQMS, News Talk 1400, KQMS, Free Fire Radio, 8 to 9, every morning, Monday through Friday.
We really feel lucky that we have a permanent position with the 8 to 9 spot, Monday through Friday. And as we were coming back from Sacramento, where we spent Christmas with my family, we were driving up 5 and looking at the snow-capped mountains everywhere we looked, and we thought, we love living here. In fact, just quickly, I want to go back in 1958. What was happening with the weather then? The season's first big storm dumped rain and snow in the North State. Mount Shasta received 18 inches of new snow. Redding received a total of 1.4 inches of rain, and Shasta Lake got 2.04 inches of rain, and 1.76 inches fell on Vollmers. So, you know, I'm not sure how much Mount Shasta got, but it looked like there was some thick snow around us.
Well, you know, the fact is that there's been some tremendous snow and rain and storms. Of course, this does not negate the fact that there is global warming, according to our Record Searchlight editorial today. You know, there may be some people that disagree with that and some people that don't. But that'll be something we'll be talking about this coming year. I promise you we'll have some guests on that brings both sides, because that's what we try to do. We try to be as fair as we can. Let's talk about a couple of things about coming to Redding. You know, when I got out of the Marine Corps, May of 2007, that was last year, soon to be 2 years, I came up here. And my introduction to Redding was when I stopped at the Anderson, Mall there, and met some people from the Patriot Guard Riders. Met me with flags and then escorted me to my motel where I was staying when I was coming up here to be on these shows. And, you know, that's when I met these people. And since then, my life has changed. You know, when I met Bruce Compton, Dave the Indian, Moodin' Me Jeff, Tripod, One Eye, Chuck and Donna, Tweety Bird, the Bear Mountain Biker, and, of course, Crazy George. And that's not even a tenth of them. But they've changed my life in the sense of meeting people that gave that didn't expect anything back in return. People like Fred Slante, who started the Missing in America Project. And the only thing that was done was to give honors to our fallen. To our fallen that had never been claimed, their remains had never been claimed. So Fred started this organization, which is now nationwide. And in May is going to take the remains of two of our heroes, our fallen heroes, who were never, ever recognized or taken by their or claimed by their families, and we're going to take them across country from Sacramento to Arlington, where they'll be interred. What kind of people are these up here in Redding? You know, just last Monday, we, you know, just this past Monday, we went out and rang a bell for Salvation Army. And people came out and gave and gave and gave a tremendous amount of money in 1 hour because they cared. It's our listeners. What can you say about that?
It's very moving.
It is. You know,
we love telling the story over the Christmas table.
Yeah. You know, we started this show. When we started this show, we had a specific reason, and I hope we haven't gotten away from that. But we're going to talk about that here right after we take this quick break. But this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Saturday here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl and Linda Bott here. Phone lines here, 221-1402. You know, when we started this show, the purpose was is to give people a voice. This is not our show. We said this, I don't know, countless times. It's for people here in the North State from Corning all the way up to Mount Shasta. If you've got something to say, this is a place you can say it at. You can give your opinion. You know, a lot of these nationwide shows, you know, Rush and Sean and Laura, you know, they kind of pontificate to you and tell you all these things you should be thinking, and they don't listen to too many people. You know, well, Rush says, you know, on Open Line Friday, he says he loses control of the show. This is your chance. Well, every day is your day on our shows. You know, this is your day to say what you think. And so that was the purpose of an Open Line show. But the other purpose here was also to be to give specific support to put the light on our veterans, you know, our older veterans, and then our newer veterans and our veterans to be.
Guys like Bob McIntosh.
Bob McIntosh. I mean, what can you say about this man? Listed in the Marine Corps when he was 14 years old. 14 years old during World War II. He was tall for his age. He memorized somebody else's selective service number to get in the service. At age 15, he landed at Tarawa, one of the fiercest battles the Marine Corps has ever been in. The casualties were horrendous. Bob fought through two days there as a 15-year-old before he was wounded. Then he went in to fight to Okinawa and Saipan. Got out of the Marine Corps as a staff sergeant when he was 17 years old when the war was over. Became a cop in L.A. During that time frame after the war, Korean War started, Bob went back in. Silver Stars, Purple Hearts, what a hero. This man's my hero. And I am fortunate enough to talk to Bob on a regular basis and to see Bob. So he's one of the reasons. And you talk to other people around here that you know, that you never know. You never know that they're heroes. We, you know, with the Patriot Guard Riders, we've had the honor to help send our fallen heroes away with honor. A gentleman the other day. Listed in the Army. After 2 months, he was in the Philippines. And the war started, right after the war started, was captured along with everybody else in the Philippines, did the Bataan Death March on Corregidor, was sent back to Japan in those ships that were unmarked. And so three of the four ships were torpedoed and sunk that had Americans in it. Was forced into slave labor into the coal mines in Japan. Just a little bit north of Hiroshima. When the bomb was dropped, he walked through Hiroshima after it was over and linked up with the American troops that were down, you know, that were coming in after that. Stayed in the Army and fought again in Korea and Vietnam. You know, what a man. And these are people that we've had the honor to, I didn't meet him, but I had the honor to know of him. So, anything that we can do to honor our veterans is that, you know, as we've said, and this time too, countless times, is that I don't care what you think about wars, but you got to love the warrior. That's our brothers and fathers and sisters and our mothers now, our nieces and nephews. They're out there fighting. That's the other thing we've tried to do too, is put a face on our warriors. And we're going to do that Monday. We're going to have Charles Prudhomme and his daughter come in on Monday, and his daughter just graduated from boot camp for the Air Force, and now is in training.
When you look at her,
she's beautiful.
Well, not that you think that if you're going to go through boot camp, you got to be, you know, this burly-ish.
No, you don't.
No, I mean,
no,
but,
you don't.
No, no, but she is. No, I mean, you know, it's like big, like, you know, ooh, went through. Yeah, see,
no, you don't.
Well, okay. That's what you in your mind you think, okay, if you can really go through boot camp.
Right.
This girl. is beautiful and thin and petite and glamorous. She looks like she should...
there have been sergeants in the Marine Corps that have been in Playboy, okay?
Okay, I'm just...
All right, okay?
I'm just telling you.
I mean, burly. I mean, when I think of burly, I think of, like, a linebacker for, you know, Green Bay. You know, our females aren't like that in most cases.
I didn't say all were, but the first thing that comes to your mind...
You think of somebody that's
Well,
what
first
husky.
If you're saying playmate, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? We should probably take a call.
Okay, Gary... Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Welcome to Free Fire Saturday.
Your story about the gentleman that was in the Philippines and the Bataan March. An old friend here, Jim Goodman, great guy. He was a radio operator when the Japanese came down there, and he went on the march, same kind of boat, went to Japan, worked in the mines, but he had a story that I thought would be interesting. They would load their carts up with ore, and they would go down and have to weigh it, and the Japanese guard was there, and they'd dump it, then they'd go around and go back and load again. Well, the Japanese guard at time would sleep, and they would go by, weigh their cart, not dump it, and go back, and they'd get about a half hour's worth of rest, then they'd come back with that same load of ore, and he thought that was pretty funny back there. He was a big man, and he was down to less than 100 pounds by the time the end of the war.
When the end came,
the Japanese just left the camp, and he was on his own. He took public transportation down to meet the American forces down there.
My gosh.
And he had the greatest sense of humor. What a hero, and I have a picture on my wall, but the kind of young man that served and didn't have the bitterness, but he's the kind of guy that makes, I think, America great, and I just wanted to offer you that.
Gary, thank you so much. You know, those are the stories we love to hear. You know, on Marine Corps Birthday, of course, we have our Marine Corps Birthday show. And, you know, people call in and talk about it. And we've had the opportunity to talk to people in all different services and the things they've done. You know, our greatest generation, which, my gosh, they are our greatest generation. But I sure appreciate your phone call.
That's good. The idea was that if they'd laid out what these kids had to go through to accomplish what they did in that war, everyone would have said, you can't do it. But these young, bright young kids, green, young teenagers, they made us all proud. So I just wanted to offer you that. Well, hey, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Gary, and thank you for listening to our show.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, it's not that. You know, this country is the greatest country in the world, maybe the greatest country ever, greatest nation. Now, you know, people will go, oh, you know, we've got all these problems. Yes, we do. But the thing about our country is this. You turn them loose. You turn our country loose, and we can solve things. We were attacked on December 7th, 1941. We had no industrial capability of making tanks. I mean, I take that back. We didn't have any tank factories or airplane factories or anything. But we had an industrial base, and we had people that were going to fight back, and they did, to the point where they were turning out a ship a day by the end of the war. One ship a day of these cargo ships. Thousands and thousands and thousands of planes, hundreds of thousands of tanks, millions of rifles, and all the ammunition you could shoot.
And the women came out and worked.
It changed the face of America completely. Tweety Bird, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Carl and Linda. Good. How was your Christmas?
Merry Christmas. It was
great.
Fabulous.
It was great.
Oh, fantastic.
How was yours?
Well, you know, I'm going to be sorry to miss you on Saturdays, but then again, I'm not, because I normally don't get up this early. Only for you guys.
Neither do we.
But we're going to listen to you through the week, as we have already.
Thank you.
So, but I wanted to say, you guys have an upcoming anniversary, don't you?
Yes, we do.
It'll be 1 year Thursday.
January 1.
January 1st.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
We walked down the aisle, and you, at our reception, gave a beautiful blessing.
Thank you very much on that right there. I do thank you. Listen, you're talking about this fellow that was at the... I'm trying to remember his name now, but was over in when the bomb was dropped in Japan and
right.
everything, and,
right.
and we're doing a service for him.
Right.
I wanted to make a comment there about Roger Graves, who's one of our writers for the MIP and PGR. I got an email back from him, and anyway, his father was also there at the same time.
My gosh.
And but I'm sorry I can't recall his name right offhand, but... Yeah, real inspirational guy. If you recall, when we had David Mayer coming to town. It was Roger and his father together as a team put together the handicap ramp for David.
Absolutely.
So that, again, is just a real big kudo out there for them and what PGR does for our guys when they come home and the needs that they have.
Well, you know, it's, again, the first people I met in when I came to Reading was the PGR. And they kind of set a tone for me, and I thought, you know, what a great place. I mean, there was, you know, the Sacramento River flowing through our beautiful little city and, you know, the mountains and everything. And it was in February, so it wasn't 116 degrees. And people that came to show up like Sunshine, who had his sleeves cut off, was wearing a tank top, and there was like snow on the ground. I thought, this is an exciting place, it looks like. You know, a lot of people that appeal to me.
Exactly.
Sunshine.
Well, I was going to come on the bike, me and the wife, but however, where we live, I can't even see Reading, and unless I call somebody in town and they tell me what the weather's like, I can't ride a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, I sure appreciate you all listening, Dave, and everything you all have done, you and Janet.
You bet. And again, I relish the coin that you gave me from Iraq, and it's a part of my heart today.
Well, thank you very much.
We love you guys.
Love you too, and have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, let's talk about two other people here that had a big impact on me staying here and doing this. You know, first of all, how does an old Marine get into radio? And the real reason, of course, is Linda, who got me into radio by saying, I think he's got something to say. And the station agreed. But two people here were big helps to me, Ray Roberts and Ken Murray. Ray Roberts had me on his show and is still constantly mentoring me. And he's telling me, you know, you can try this, you can try that, do this, you know, try this. And Ken Murray, who gave me opportunities to be on the show to learn this trade. Not that I've learned it yet. You know, I mean, my big thing is I've got 150 hours of radio, you know, something like that. But it was an opportunity. And I just wanted to thank them too, Ray Roberts and Ken Murray, because they gave us a chance and they gave us the their counseling and their assistance. So, thanks, men. Of course, we're going to be talking about our sponsors later on in the show because we've had some that have been with us the whole time. And I'm just going to mention them now, Tobacco and Brew and Four Winds Jewelry. And we've had others. And we're going to talk about everybody, but those two especially. We're going to talk about them later on in the show. But, you know, the other thing, too, that we've enjoyed doing here is having people on the show that have had interesting stories. And we've talked from people that contrails in the air that was dropping particles on our North State and all of the United States that was causing climate change. We've had congressmen. We've had assembly members. We've had council members. We've had the man off the street. We've gone out and seen people. We've been at events. And all of this was just to, you know, you got to know Reading. We got to provide that out there. So.
And we always want to encourage you to go to freefireradio.com. That's our website that we started with the radio show way back when. And what we love about that is that it also keeps us in touch with you. What do you want to talk about? It introduces us to people who you want to hear about, and then we can make contact with them and then get them on the radio. And it's just a wonderful form of communication. We're going to take a break.
In a couple minutes.
Okay, so do you want to talk about the email we came home to last night?
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about. Was, you know, a week out back, you know, I was on my Free Fire, on our Free Fire Radio website, freefireradio.com, we have a way to get a hold of us. And somebody named, a couple named Bobby and Michelle Jones sent us an email, or sent it, I think, to the station that said that they don't even live here. They're up in Oregon. And they're listening to the show via the internet, and could we do it, make it easier for them to listen to the show? Well, Bobby and Michelle, we are. We are going to try and make it easier. We're going to do is, beginning on this coming week, hopefully, we're going to start, when we broadcast over KQMS, we're also going to be putting it across our website. So that if you're not within our area, you'll be able to listen to the show on the computer on our website. And we're trying to set that up right now. It'll probably be middle of the week of next week before we get it all up. And then at some point, we're going to be not just broadcasting across the website, but you're going to be able to see us, too. We're going to be setting up some cameras in here. We've had people wanting to do that, so we thought we'd give them a chance so that you can see the frivolity and just the general state of chaos on an average morning when we get going.
God.
So, anyway, when we get back, we're going to come back. We've got people on the line. We've got to take a quick break here. We're going to talk about local news again and talk to our listeners. And again, the last Free Fire Saturday, it's been going on a year and a half, and we really appreciate what's going on here. So this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Saturday on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Ron, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Yes, good morning there. Sorry to hear you're not going to be on Saturdays anymore, because when I come home on weekends, that's where I listen to.
Well, you
but
know.
Anyhow, my question is, I guess it was Ray Roberts that filled in for you guys while you were on vacation.
Right.
For 2 days.
I think it was he or somebody. Anyhow, I understand that the Park Service would like to get rid of those microwave towers and radio towers that are up on, what's it called, Bully Chute, I guess?
Yeah, that's what we'd heard, too.
This is the first time I've heard of it, and I'm wondering if there's anything to that, and if so, what? And maybe you or some of your listeners could kind of tell me about it, because, boy, if that happens, us taxpayers are going to really get kicked in the shins. But anyway, I'll take my answer on the air.
All right, thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening.
And also, we hope he listens Monday through Friday.
Well, but he said he comes back on the weekends. So, but if you go to our website, we have every show on there, so you can hear that. And once we start putting it over the website, then you can listen on your computer. If you know, of course, your business may not want you to do that. But what they're talking about is removing the antennas up there, which are used for emergency transmissions. And this is a federal thing that started. This is what we've learned about it, and that they're talking about this phasing out in the next 5 years, from what I understand. Now, this is one of the things that we've got our feelers out, too, to see, because if that goes, what's that do to us? You know, what's the long-range impacts, besides it's a wilderness area and you don't want people up there? You know, that's what we know about it. There's probably other people out there who will be calling, hopefully in the next few minutes, we'll be talking about this. But that's what we know about it, Ron, so thanks for your question. You know, one of the things that we do here is that we talk about our local news. We talk about national, too. You know, and I'm not going to get into the California's budget, because it looks like right now, if you look at a couple of the headlines, it looks like Schwarzenegger is cutting a deal with the Democrats to bypass Republicans. And Republicans are being left out of this, or so it appears. But I mean, I don't know if that's for sure. And we're going to be talking about that this week with our representatives, about what's going on down in Sacramento, if anybody knows. Part of what they want to do, of course, is raise tax on gasoline and that. You know, here's my thing is, hey, raise the tax on gasoline a dollar. It's $1.75 now. We've been paying four something. Raise it a dollar and pay off these debts. However, when you do that, put a limit on it, and two, have some kind of concrete thing there that says you're going to make cuts at the same time. And that's the problem, is that before you raise our taxes, why don't you cut everything out that doesn't belong there? Our people out here are in survival mode. You know, the difference between, you know, you look at it, you got one, on one hand, you got cable TV, on the other hand, you got heat for your house. What do you get rid of? You get rid of the cable TV and you put your rabbit ears up so you still have some TV, but your Digibox there, whatever they're going to call it.
Yeah, but in February, you won't even be able to get that.
Yeah, but you can get those little, get those boxes that do. I mean, you don't have to have cable. You don't have to have dish, but you can, it's a converter box essentially is what it is. That's all it is. You can still get by without it. But the thing is that as soon as you tell them, oh yeah, raise taxes, what do? This is just more money for these people. They spend it like drunken politicians. This is crap. This is things that we have fought against from the beginning, and the only thing that's happening is that we keep getting deeper because we have these giveaway programs. We spend much over our budget. I can't do it. Heather can't do it. The people up here can't do it. Why are we allowing these people in Sacramento to do this? You know, there's a way of getting rid of these people. It's called an election. Unfortunately, the people in charge, the people that vote for them, they like these ideas. They like the idea of getting free stuff. Okay, you know, if you've got a child that's in need, yes. But before we start putting money, billions of dollars, into supporting people that aren't citizens of our state or our country, we need to take a good look at that one, too. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
New Year.
You know what? I guess I shouldn't get like that. You know, it is the Christmas season.
Well, I don't know. You got me all wound up when you started talking about putting an extra dollar out there.
Well, you know,
tossing extra taxes to a politician is like giving them crack, and all it is green crack as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, that's what I said. You know, I said we could fix this, you know, with a one-year tax raise, but it does no good because they take that money and they spend it on something else, we're in more trouble then.
Yeah, and it's really not too difficult other than the fact, like you're saying, they use these programs to buy votes. They don't do what's right for the country. Yeah. They don't do what's right for the state.
You know, when's the spot when you take a look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, did I do what was the right thing today? Did I do what was right for my neighborhood, my community, my state, you know, my nation? And when you look at yourself in the mirror as probably Ted Stevens and Duke Cunningham and the Illinois governor, how can they look at themselves and say, oh, yeah, I did this for my people and I did this for my nation?
No, can't say they did that.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, that's what I was calling about.
Hey, we got the duck up.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye now.
Bye. Daniel stopped by one day and gave us a duck. And it was one of those little floaty ducks with a Marine Corps uniform on it. We like that. So,
pull it out and put it up next to the mic every day. It's the new mascot.
It's the new mascot here, and we can, you know, it's make everybody, you know, pet the duck before we start, you know. Of course, the mayor didn't like that.
I want to go back to the lawmakers and our politicians, because not everybody. I mean, unfortunately, once you put that cloak on, you become, how evil are you? I think sometimes when you jump into a pile, it's a mess. You got one hand tied behind your back and the other one is shaking hands to try to just make friendships with people who already got deals in the making.
Well,
that's got to be a tough spot to be in.
Well, it is. But you've got, you know what's right, you know what's wrong. But you're right, absolutely right, Linda. When you jump into a pile of dog crap, it's hard not to get smell all over you.
Yeah.
But what you do is you clean up the area, you spray yourself off, and you move forward. And you take the people with you that are in it. You know, some people, you're never going to get that smell off them. Because they're too busy taking the dirty money.
Well, I think that's why Sarah Palin was so popular with her people in Alaska, because she jumped into the crap, like you said. She got smelly, but she was able to clean herself up and clean up some of the mess in there with corruption. And people respect that, especially from a woman.
Well, you're right. And now it looks like she's leading right now in the Senate races. She's one of the leading contenders for 2010. So it should be interesting to see what happens there. Now, we're going to have to take a quick break here. And as soon as we come back, we have people on the line. We're going to get back to the phone lines as soon as we get back. I also want to talk about, it seems like there's a surge of buying in one of our areas here in Reading. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Saturday here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Sky, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
You know, my gripe is, it's like the city saying they're 25% down on their tax revenue. Why don't we start at the top and work down like those people reduce their salary rather than butcher the labor force on the bottom end? Maybe even the people in the middle, take a day off or hours off or whatever, rather than paralyze the whole thing. I think the upper management should be the first place we should be looking at.
Well, now,
what you're thinking?
Well, I tell you what. This is what, when we had the city manager on, he and the city attorney are not taking raises next year, and they're not taking their cost of living raises. Now, they both make a lot of money here in Reading.
And
if somebody is asked, what about taking a cut in your pay? And, you know, that's, you know, I'm not going to get into that one because, when you start cutting people's pay, let's take a look at, you're going to take a look at everybody's pay then, you're going to take a look at firemen's pay and you're going to take a look at, that. But they are turning those down, which I think is a step in the right direction. Now, that idea about working a day, I think that was even brought up by one of the workers that said, hey, look, I'd be more than happy to take to either be off a day without pay or work a day without pay if it meant not having to lay off people. You know, maybe that's a way of doing it. The bottom line, Sky, is that we've got to find a way of increasing revenue. If you look at the paper today, the sales, the revenue from auto sales in Redding is down by 16%. And we're talking really up here in the North State. You've got the Ford dealership in Red Bluff that's in Chapter 11. You've got other places that are shutting down their car lots. We're just not bringing in the money.
I agree, but these salaried people that are being paid in these bureaucracies, if their salary was reduced, that would be an incentive to make things work. And if not, then at some point in the game, the board of directors or whatever would fire them and get somebody in there that can make it work. I mean, cutting at the bottom. And my thing is just...
It's wrong. Yeah.
Cutting off your toe because your ear itches. But in any case, you answered my question. I thank you.
Well, Sky, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you calling in.
And have a happy new year.
You too.
Well, you know, it's... here's the thing about when you start cutting pay. And... I believe there should be people whose pay is cut. And I think that you can start with professional athletes and work your way down. How about entertainers? How much money does Oprah Winfrey need to make a year? Yeah, I know she gives away money, but how much does she need to make a year? Huh? How about some of these people that, you know, Hannah Montana, whatever her name is, Miley Cyrus, whatever her name is. I don't even know what her name is. But she made $16 million last year. Come on, $16 million.
Are you sure it's not 6-0?
No, 16. Because probably, no, it's just 16. 1-6. But that's enough. I'll take that. I'll take her taxes. Anyway, you know, but as I was going to say, there is a business in Redding and in North State and all over the country, it appears. Business is booming. What's that? Give you one guess.
Should we say it out loud, or do you want us to want people to call?
No, you can say it out loud.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Guns.
Guns. People are buying guns, and they're buying them at the cyclic rate. Now, what's the cyclic rate? That is the fastest you can shoot a weapon, the cyclic rate. And they are buying them two times as much as they were last year. And the NRA is having people join by the thousands. And why do you think this is? They believe that their right to own a weapon is going to be infringed this year or in the next 4 years under President Obama. Now, President Obama has said he's not going to take guns away from people. But then again, he also said that the laws that work in Casper, Wyoming may not work in Chicago, Illinois. Martha, good morning.
Good morning. I want to talk about the mental health situation.
Okay.
Okay, shoot.
I think it's really horrible that mental health has three doctors down there, and there are so many people in need of mental health help that don't have private insurance.
Well, where's this at, Martha, you're talking about?
This is at the Shasta County Mental Health.
Okay.
I have a mental health condition, and I've been going down there since 2002, and when I used to go down there, the place was packed. There were therapists there. There were psychologists there. There were all kinds of people there working, all kinds of patients, clients. I go down there now, and it's a ghost town. There's nobody working anywhere. There's no therapist in the office. There's no psychologist. There's no extra nurses. There's nothing.
Well,
I just wonder what happened, first of all, where did all those people go? And what's happened to the services down there? Don't they have any money anymore? No money to pay for doctors? Or I just can't understand it.
Well, you know, Martha, that's a good question. You know, we've had the city leaders on. We're gonna move into the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this coming year too. And that's a great question to ask them. What's happened down there? Have they lost money? Have they lost funding? Have they taken the duties on there? Let's say of psychologists and counselors and farmed them out to places, you know, within the city so people can go out there.
Right. But when you think about it, there's a couple things. When somebody has a breakdown or is told they're 51-50, that means they're harm to themselves or harm to others, they have to be taken all the way to Sacramento or Yuba City.
Oh. Well, that doesn't sound like that's a... it's the same thing like for the VA sometimes. They have to send people all the way down to Sacramento.
Right, and a person that's in that situation, they need their family and their friends.
Yeah. I tell you what, Martha, this is a great phone call. I tell you what we're going to do is... we've already got this down here. Linda's got it down in our notes of things to do. And we're going to do is get the border supervisors. And we're going to have them on. We'll ask. This is one of the questions we'll ask.
Oh, please do.
Thank you so much for listening,
thank
Martha.
Thank you so much for being there.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
You too. Bye, Martha.
Well,
what are the... Okay, we've got to take a break here. I'll tell you what, 40 degrees, it is 7:50. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Saturday. And we'll join you on the other side. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Steve Medak and Josh Wiley from the Reading office of Wachovia Securities, reminding you to...
Welcome back to Free Fire Saturday here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And, you know, we've got like 6 or 7 minutes here. We need to thank one group of people, especially for this year and a half, and that's our sponsors. We'll start with Joe and Shelley at Tobacco and Brew. They've been with us the whole time. And what can I say about these people? What a great couple they are. They allow Tobacco and Brew to be used as a gathering spot for the Patriot Guard riders and Missing in America people, you know, to use their parking lot to gather.
And if you've never been in there, they have Espresso Joes. They have an incredible array of really fun gifts. They have one of the biggest walk-in humidors in all of the North State.
You can always get our cigars there.
And they have everything coffee and tea. I mean, their selection of tea, right, if you're a tea drinker, is amazing. So when you think about Tobacco and Brew, it's not just beer and cigs. I mean,
absolutely not.
And they're gonna serve you.
And the people that work there are really, really nice people. Everybody knows what they're doing. But again, you know, Joe and Shelley have, they're right down there on Hilltop. You know what? Just stop in and see them because they have helped our community in so many ways. And, you know, can't begin to tell you the things they have done for people in this community and our veterans. So, you know, if you're going to go down, you're going to buy coffee, you're going to buy anything that has anything to do with that, go on down and see Joe and Shelley. I mean, they deserve your business. They have supported us for a year and a half. I can't say enough about them.
And you might think that we're going on about, Joe and Shelley and then and next Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry. But I guess we feel so privileged to have loyalty and know that when we look at, when we're with people and they're behind what we do, it's really for face value. And, you know, when you go into a jewelry store like with Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry, you know that what you see is what you get. There's no frills and no chills. The man is just going to just spell it out like it is. He's been in the business basically his whole adult life. He's an expert. He can get diamonds anywhere in the world. You walk in, he's in a Hawaiian shirt. He's just about as, you know.
He's as real as they come.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you the truth.
And that's where we get anything.
Yeah.
And send our friends to go.
You know, we've had people like our first sponsors were Nello's and Jeans Drive-In that got us started. And we can't say enough to thank them, both of them.
Adamson's Peak Performance.
Been with us a long time. We work out there. Joe Adams and his crew there are a great bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to go see them out there on Pacelli.
Crackmaster.
Crackmaster, Jeff at Crackmaster. And by the way, Jeff, I have on our way down to Sacramento, got a rock in the windshield, so I'll be coming to see you soon to get that fixed before it gets too big.
And Something Special, which is now...
Something Special, which is kind of like...
They stayed with us a long time. But
they stayed with us, yes.
Decided to close their doors and go in another direction.
And they're great people, too. Gosh, who else? Oh, Trigicon. Trigicon's a national sponsor. They are the ones that put those advanced combat optic guidance or systems on the M16s and M4s you see over in combat that our Marines and soldiers use. They've been our sponsor. They were our sponsor for a year. And so we were, you know, happy to have their support.
And let's not forget Jones Fort.
Jones Fort. They come in and out, and their business, as we've just been talking about, has been really, really good here in the last few months because, well, it, not only Jones Fort, but the other places in town that sell weapons, all over the United States, in fact.
Well, let's just not forget closing because we actually begin a whole new world, a whole new life tomorrow. It's official. We will be here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9, probably middle of January. We're going to have our big party, come out party, that we're in the family at KQMS, and it is official. And thank you so much. It's because of all of your support that we're here.
Yep. And you know, we need to thank also Randy and Aaron from here at KQS. Randy's the general manager. Of course, Aaron is our boss here at KQMS, and what a great job she does. And she's gotten us through a lot of the little minefields are around here.
And Carl, thank you for coming to the North State and bringing your voice to all of us here.
I am honored again to be here. I'm honored to be able to talk about veterans and for veterans, to have a radio show that allows people to talk about what they need. Like Martha just said, what's going on with the Shasta County Mental Health Facility? You know, and Sky that talks about, you know, why are we cutting from the top? Why don't we cut? I mean, why don't we cut from the top? Why do these people make the money they do? People talk worrying about antennas. People talking about what happens if, okay, you're going to do away with, you know, the digital or the analog, so you have to be digital. What happens when you don't have electricity? I remember that one was a good phone call. You know, this week we've got, you know, Monday through Wednesday this week, and of course we'll be off New Year's Day, January 1st. But you know, I think on Wednesday what we're going to do is we're going to talk about what's happened this year. We're going to look at the high spots and the low spots this year that's happened in our nation and in our county and our cities around here.
And again, don't forget, please go to freefireradio.com. Put it in your bookmarks. Email us. Let us know what's on your mind, what's on your thoughts, what bugs you, what makes you happy, and what you want to hear about.
Yeah, that's right, because we also have a survey in there. You just click on the survey, and it says, you know, it's got three questions. The last one is, you know, what do you want to see on the what do you want to see on our show or listen to on our show? Now, we've had our locals on here. We're going to have our board of supervisors. We're going to work out Anderson. We're going to be looking at Red Bluff and other to have them on because this is a North State show.
And well, Heather, thank you
Heather,
for
thanks.
All your time.
And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Thank you, North State.